One of the earliest excavations that York Archaeological Trust carried out in York was under Lloyd's Bank in Pavement near Coppergate. Evidence from this dig suggested that the Viking Age was the period when that part of central York was first laid out and developed. More than that, it showed that the remains were miraculously well preserved, with wooden buildings, textiles, leatherwork, even plant remains, human coprolites and insect remains, all surviving in recognisable form after 1,100 years. The dig at Lloyd's Bank Pavement showed that more extensive excavations in this area could potentially provide Britain's first detailed knowledge of a major Viking town, and of Viking Age buildings and ways of life, and of the Viking contribution to urbanisation in York. When, in the mid-1970s, the old Craven Sweet Factory was demolished at Coppergate, trial excavations began to immediately reveal Viking Age remains under the cellar floors of the old buildings, which stood on the site. To everyone's amazement, wooden buildings standing up to 2 metres high, all perfectly preserved, their carpentry details intact, began to be revealed. In and around the buildings, things began to be found that included not only the normal things that turn up on archaeological sites, bits of pottery and animal bones and small metal objects and so on, but also a range of objects that had never been seen before. Things made of wood, textile, leather, even silk. Metal objects in an amazing state of preservation. Iron objects hardly rusted. Bronze objects still apparently uncorroded and shining.
I arrived in York one gloomy October day in 1972 to take up my post as conservator at the newly founded York Archaeological Trust, with very little idea of what to expect. I was familiar with excavations, having done lots of digging previously, but had no experience on how to set up a laboratory and little idea on how to staff and run one. On arrival, I had nowhere to live and nowhere to work, but within a couple of weeks I had a cosy bedsit and was installed in a cubbyhole in the basement of the Yorkshire Museum, which I shared with the museum technician. This first lab was equipped with a motley assemblage of equipment and glassware, some of which I later discovered dated back to the old Yorkshire Philosophical Society members' chemistry lab, which once existed at the Yorkshire Museum and was probably pre-1900.
At Coppergate, it was immediately clear that this was a fantastic opportunity to learn about a formative period in British life, the rebirth of towns after the Roman period. Here we could see for the first time how those York town builders, a mix of Anglo-Saxons and Vikings, lived, made their money, built their homes and shops, and established commercial traditions that still flourish in York on the very same plots of land over 1,000 years later. 5 long, narrow plots, running back from Coppergate down towards the nearby River Foss, were partly or completely excavated. Shops and work buildings were found near the modern street front, where their successors still existed until just before the dig started. Behind were yards, smaller buildings, gullies to drain the site, rubbish pits, and latrines for waste disposal, the waste often surviving in near-perfect condition, excrement and all.
Well, at Coppergate, we won that race against time. We managed to rescue, before the development of this area here, something like, 15,000 small objects, 11,000 drawings recording all the material that had gone, and of course the remains of buildings, the remains of all sorts of things that could bring to life the Viking city.
What were the most memorable finds? It's difficult to select when there were more than 39,000 of them, but a squashed beehive, complete with well-preserved bees, stands out in my mind. All the various evidence for coin production, including the immensely rare dies for striking Viking Age coins, and lead trial pieces for featuring strikings from other dies, these opened a window on Viking Age commerce. What was the most memorable day? That came after the main dig ended, as the site was being developed, when the famous Coppergate helmet was found. Arguably, the finest Anglo-Saxon helmet ever discovered, and certainly the best preserved.